Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... This is
the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Donald Trump is... Start that over again. Donald Trump is expected to speak momentarily outside the courthouse in New York. We will bring it to you live as scumbag rat turncoat Michael Cohen wraps up his testimony for the day. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. None of this matters. None of this matters outside of us. And it matters in a good way to us. It really does. Being in Wildwood and seeing 100,000 people there fired up, everybody on our side talking about this and how unfair it is for Trump. And then people outside of our circle who don't follow this day to day and live for this. I'll tell you what, let me give you a peek behind the curtain moment here about what we do in talk radio. You know, I've been doing this now for, let's see how many years now, I guess 14 years, but not full time, 14 years. I first started doing this back in 2010, and then I got my first full time gig as the night guy back in 2013, but it was 6 to 9 and the Phillies were on, and so it was half the year. And I get bumped for women's highlight the other half of the year, and you know, women's jello wrestling, which I liked getting bumped for that the other couple months. Then I was named afternoon drive host in 2014, right around when Patrick was born. So that was November of 2014. He was born on Veterans Day. Then obviously a couple years later, I would go to mornings, and then I would come back to afternoons, where I truly feel as if I belong in afternoons because I love covering breaking news. It fires me up. I enjoy it. You see, I've had a series of program directors over the years. I've had a series of different managers and corporate brass over the years. And the thing about it is that there's always been this, like I've had people over the years, which, you know, you should do more lifestyle type stuff and you should talk more about, like what kind of ice cream you like, I don't know, stupid stuff like that. And I always said the same thing. People come to this show who are interested in politics. You know, and I try to give you a show that is entertaining and informative because you're interested in the same things I'm interested in. I'm not going to pretend to be interested in something because I think that it's going to help because some radio consultant somewhere said that if you spend more time talking about something stupid, that's going to, I have no interest in doing that. I'd rather just go do something else. I just had a text from a buddy of mine a few moments ago inviting me to a place called Bedminster, New Jersey. You know where that is, Matt DeSantis, Bedminster? It's in New Jersey. You know where that is?
I've never been there, but.
Yeah, there's apparently a golf course there.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a golf course.
I've heard.
I got invited to go there for if I'd like to come there anytime and hang out and say hello. So I'm just saying, I maybe they're a caddy. I could be a caddy.
You want me to caddy?
No, I'm saying I could be a caddy, maybe. Oh. If the radio thing doesn't work out, I might have other prospects.
You couldn't carry all those clubs.
I could possibly work at the restaurant.
You'd get injured, yeah.
I believe it's called Trump National Golf Club, for example. I'm just saying, there's other things I could do with my life if this whole radio thing doesn't work out. So I'm not worried about it, nor should you be. So I talk about what I'm interested in. You come here because you're interested in the same things that I'm interested in, and you hopefully like my take on it, or you come here because you hate my guts, and yet you somehow can't turn me off, which is fine. I'm okay with that, too. The only thing I ask is that love me, hate me, just don't turn me off. It's all I ask. But we're interested in politics. We're interested in current events. We're interested in all the stuff that's going on. Outside of us, though, there's a whole lot of people that don't listen to this. They don't care. They're not into their life. It doesn't affect them. They don't think about it. And they listen to music or whatever, and they just go about their day. I don't do a show that appeals to those people. And they don't tune in to Fox News regularly or MSNBC regularly or CNN regularly or whatever it is. Those individuals, and I'm not putting them down. I'm not mocking them. I'm just simply saying that not everybody lives and breathes this stuff like we do. But what I do know, though, is that being in Wildwood on Saturday reaffirmed for me the fact that we are interested in this and that this is having a positive effect on uniting Trump's base and that this is going to be largely a base election. I think every election is different. I think this election is going to be a base election. The base meaning that if we turn out more of Trump's base, we win. If Biden turns out more of his base, he wins. And now then there's all the people in between who are not part of either base. Here's what I think about those people. I think they don't like either of the guys. I don't think they like Trump or Biden. I don't think they may viscerally hate Trump and they may just dislike Biden, but they don't have a team either way. They probably voted for Biden in the last election because they hated Trump. Or maybe they voted for Trump in the last election because they just thought, well, everything's fine, whatever. But they're not on a team. For them, the questions that are all riding on who they vote for this November, those questions have nothing to do with this. And here's the problem for Democrats. The problem for Democrats is this trial, all of this nonsense, it's uniting our base, Trump's base, but it's not uniting theirs. Think about that for a moment. Just think about what I just said. It's very profound what I just said, as most of the things I say on this program are. This is uniting our base, Trump's base, but it's not uniting their base. They thought it would. They thought that stopping Trump and screaming about democracy in January 6th and everything else would unite their base and they would have no problem. And this is a base election. And they figured that that's how they would win. And they'd scoop up people along the way because they would be terrified about democracy, the end of democracy and another January 6th and blah, 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 blah. And then it's not working. And what has happened here is that all these trials and the tribulations has fired up Trump's base. And if this is a base election, and it is, Trump wins. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, all right, Zioli, you're overly optimistic again. And you just use yourself in the third person, which I hate doing. I know. But I'm saying it from your perspective, not my perspective. You're saying that. You're going, come on, Rich. You're being overly optimistic. They're going to steal it again. They can't. And the reason why they can't is because the Democrat base is not united like they were in 2020. There was no peel off in 2020. Biden had the base fully on board and he was able to peel some people off from Trump and then they cheated like hell. This time around, Biden's base is not united. The people that didn't vote for Trump in 2020 or didn't like his tweets or whatever it was, they've come back. They've come back to Trump. Trump has also picked up new people now who happen to be black and Hispanic and also young. And Biden has not locked down crazy. He's not, and he can't. He can't. So they were hoping that this trial would unite the base, that even though people in the Democrat Party are not happy with Joe Biden, that this would be enough to fire them up. They'd get the win And then that's what would take them to November, and it's not working for them. And it's not going to. It's not going to work. It's not going to help them. That's obvious at this point. So what you're going to have is you're going to have a massive turnout of Trump supporters in Michigan and Pennsylvania, North Carolina and Georgia, and this election is going to be over. And I don't think it's going to be a long night. I really don't. I don't think it's going to be a long night. I don't think it's even going to be close. It might be closer than the states. By close, I mean 4, 5, 6 points, if you want to consider that close. But I don't think it's going to be close determinatively in terms of who the president is. I don't think we're going to be in a situation where we're looking at hanging chads or anything like that. Because Trump's base is going to come out in such a big way, and that base is expanded. And the other hope that they have, which is that Nikki Haley is somehow Republicans are going to stay home because they really hope that the warmonger Nikki Haley is going to be the nominee and they're just not going to come out and vote for Trump. That's a lie. That's another lie they tell. I think years ago what happened, here's what I think happened. I have no definitive proof of this because I don't hang out with Democrat strategists. I know some of them, and some of them are very nice people, and some of them are very sharp people, but they don't allow me to be around them because I would take whatever I heard and use it against them. So they're smart enough to not let me in the room with them. But I know them. I mean, I've known them for years. I've dealt with these people. You know, it's like anything else. I mean, if you're a Republican operative, you know the Democrat operatives and vice versa. And, you know, I mean, I think years ago what happened is they figured Trump was the easiest guy to beat. So let's do everything we can to get the guy the nomination. Like, let's do whatever we can to get the guy the nomination. I think they know. They knew that all this stuff would help him get the nomination. That's what I think they thought. They thought years ago, Trump's the easiest guy to beat. Biden can clean his clock again. And just go after Trump because his base will get fired up. He'll get the nomination. Because what? I mean, they could have just left him alone, right? Could just let him go back to Mar-a-Lago and golf and ignore him. And maybe Ron DeSantis would have rose up and become the nominee or somebody else. And they figured Trump, we beat him once, cheated and all, but, you know, we can beat him again. So do whatever you got to do to get him the nomination. And then things changed economically for them in a very, very bad way. And the world went on fire and Biden kept degrading. I mean, the guy just kept degrading before our eyes, before our very eyes. The guy kept degrading, starting to fall upstairs and falling off bikes and tripping at the Air Force Academy and everything else. And they turned around and said, we've made a huge mistake. We've made a huge mistake. And what they didn't bank on back then was that this would be a base election. The mistake they made back then was not realizing this would be a base election. And at the time they made that calculation, that was because Biden had the base locked up anyway. So they wouldn't think about it from that perspective. They thought, we're just going to peel off undecided voters. But who the hell is undecided at this point? Who really is out there going, I don't know much about either two. I don't really know much about these guys. They're not undecided voters. What it is for them is they're just not part of the base. You're not going to Wildwood on Saturday because you are not familiar with who Trump is. You're going because you're fired up. You know, you're going because you're fired up and you want to be part of that. And they'll call you a cult and they'll mock you and they'll say that we're all drinking Kool-Aid and everything else. But you're part of it. You're part of a base. It's a base election. They didn't think about that years ago. In their mind, they thought this election was going to come down to, again, people who were just a little bit unsure about things. And as long as Biden did a good job, Trump's the easy guy to beat because his mean tweets and everything else. And they got this. And then they went. So what else did they do? In their overconfidence, they went crazy left on everything. From boys and girls locker rooms to dudes with sporting wood in sorority houses, playing on women's teams, a border that's wide open. They went crazy. They figured, we got this. Trump's going to be the nominee. We'll clean his clock. Let's go nuts. And they did. They said, let's cut off natural gas exports. Let's stop drilling permits. Let's go with the windmills. Let's kill whales. Let's kill dolphins. They went crazy. They were so arrogant in their thinking, because in their mind, it was very easy. ensure Trump becomes the nominee. And then it's over. And, you know, up until recently, I had arguments with Republicans, not as much anymore, but who would tell me that any Republican beats Joe Biden except for Donald Trump. They're not saying that anymore. They're not saying that. They were saying that for a while. They're not saying that anymore. They realize now that this is a base election. And the base for Trump not only turns out in massive numbers, but the base has grown. And Biden has not locked down his own base. And he can't. He literally can't. The problem for Joe Biden at this point, why he can't lock down his base, is because when you let crazy in, crazy doesn't leave. I mean, try it. And what happens is you get a bunny boiling on your stove. Crazy doesn't leave. So if you start going down the kooky road of nuttery where you say it's day one, let's cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, let's open up the border, let's go nuts, let's let guys in women's bathrooms, what do you want to do? What? Hey, crazy, what do you want? And they go, how about we let guys play in women's sports? Fine, I'll change Title IX, whatever you want, whatever you want. You're going to stick with us, right? But then the crazy base says, well, we want this too. We want you to denounce Israel. We want you to denounce Israel and embrace the end of Israel as the occupier of Palestine. And the Democrat Party goes, but what? That wasn't part of the deal. That's not our policy. And the base says, well, then you're Genocide Joe. The crazy says you're Genocide Joe. You're not denouncing Israel. You're not calling them the oppressor like we're saying, like we've been taught in college all these years. Well, you're Genocide Joe. You're not shutting down oil and natural gas completely. You're phasing it out. That's unacceptable. You need to end it now. This is a climate change. We're going to die. The climate is, we're dying in years. We have years left until we're all dead. You can't lock down crazy. It's impossible. And then you give crazy other options like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm telling you right now, it's May of 2024. Joe Biden is going to lose this election for the fact that he has not locked down his base. And this is a base election. And all the other people that are not on a team, either Team Biden or Team Trump, all the other people in the middle who just kind of vote based on, they vote on their self-interest. They vote on what matters to them. They vote on what matters to their family. They vote on what matters. It's right in front of them. Mean tweets, it doesn't faze them anymore. But egg prices, Trump mean tweets, and all the other things. You add that to the concerns, the economic concerns, to Trump's base, and you have a massive turnout. You're looking at a turnout in 2024, in my opinion, that will triumph 2016. Now, look, it's a million years away in political years, political life, but things can change, obviously. But it's not going to change. Not if Joe Biden's still the candidate. Now, if they do some sort of switcheroo or something like that, well, then, you know, then we have to reevaluate things. But the problem for them at this point is that if you're in May still worried about crazy, getting crazy out, you can't win. You just can't win. There's not enough people who are undecided. This idea of undecided voters or independent voters or whatever other term you want to use, it's not real. It doesn't exist. There are people who are passionate, and then there are people that are spectators. But the spectators make choices about whether or not they're going to vote for a candidate based on factors that have to do with them. And so the thinking, the strategy of the Democrats was, well, if we get Trump as the nominee, we are guaranteed to win, and everything will fire up our base with all the doom and gloom of January 6th, and we'll unite people. And then something very revealing happened, which is that among Democrats, they turned around and said, we don't really think January 6th is that big of a deal. And it was James Carville's polling group that did that. Remember, I talked about this a few months ago. The polling memo that they put out said, we got a real problem here. The problem is that all the fear that we're trying to put out there to the base, it's not working. The people that are on the, you know, they vote for Biden, whatever, they're Democrat voters, but they're not, you know, it's not moving them. January 6th and the threat to democracy and all the other nonsense, it's not motivating them. So they miscalculated here big time. They really made a big miscalculation. And I know there's people listening and think I'm crazy. They think that they think Trump just cannot win. They think that people hate him and dislike him, and that's just the end of it. And he's just like, he can't win. But I'm telling you that this is a base election, just like 2016 was. And what we didn't realize in 2016, what the polls didn't realize in 2016, was that Hillary Clinton's base was comprised of people that did not have the kind of passionate loyalty to her that Trump's base does to him. And everything they do to Trump forces his base to become even more loyal, whereas everything that they're doing to Trump is not causing the Democrats to become more loyal to Biden. The converse is not occurring here. And that's a problem for them. So even if Trump is found guilty in this case in New York, it is not going to bring the base home for Joe Biden, and it's not going to cause Trump's base to leave him. So that's where things stand. And don't doubt me on this. I'm right on this. I'm telling you right now, I'm right on this point. And I think deep down inside, you know I am. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. So the only thing the Democrats can try to do is steal it again. Try to rig it by something like the bird flu. So I'm going to play you a clip of Donald Trump warning about that. And what the Democrats are going to try to steal this. And I'm not telling you it's not going to happen. I'm not playing naive and saying that they're not going to try. I'm just telling you that the way they did it in 2020, they can't do it again this time. But it doesn't mean they're not going to try. That's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. And if you want to make lifetime memories, I want you to visit my happy place, the beautiful oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I was just there the other night because I was down in Wildwood and I was down there with a buddy of mine. And I said, you know what? Instead of driving home, let's get a room at the Grand. So we Ubered it over there and it was great. I love it there. We'll be back June 21st for our next live show. I'd love to see you there, but you got to make your reservation now because the Grand is selling out fast. They sell out every summer. It's a beautiful oceanfront resort. And if you book a June midweek stay, you're going to save. Stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights, you're going to get $70 a night. Stay seven nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credit. You can use your resort credits to make purchases of food and beverages in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, or Hemingway's, or the gift shop where you can take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise. Book direct with them for the best rates. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby and bridal shower. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friend, Caitlin, and she will help you have your dream event. But you don't want to wait. You want to book today before they sell out, because that will be a huge mistake if you miss it. Book your stay today at the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550 or grandhotelcapemay.com, and we'll see you there June 21st.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, we're getting ready to hear from former President Trump. He's going to speak outside the courtroom in just a matter of moments. But I wanted to play this with you. This is a Trump posted this to Truth Social. And, you know, the latest thing, you're hearing all these warnings now about the bird flu, the freaking bird flu. Well, will they try to do something with the bird flu? Here's what Trump said about that. Cut number five.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates, and we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
We're not going to let them cheat again, this time using the bird flu, so that's good. You like the song Rocket in the Free World by Neil Young?
That's not bad. Why?
Not bad. Well, you know, I used to play that song. Oh, here comes Trump, actually. Hang on. Let's get ready to
listen. Our president is stepping up to the microphone.
Well, thank you very much. As you know, I'm under a gag order, so I can't really answer those very simple questions that you're asking. I'm under a gag order. Nobody's actually seen anything like it. But we talk about subjects we're allowed to talk about. Would love to not be in the gag order. I'm the Republican nominee for president. I'm leading in every poll, and I have a gag order. So I think it's totally unconstitutional. We will test that. This will be tested. Because this should never happen to another candidate or another person, what's happening here. And today we had a very good day in court. You see what's happening. And you'll have to report it because I can't talk about it too much. But I think it was a very, very good day. The voters are getting a John McLaughlin, probably number one poll number with Fabrizio. John McLaughlin is probably the number one pollster. And voters are getting it. They don't like the idea that the courts are deciding the presidential election. Well, so far my numbers were leading by a lot, as you know, against crooked Joe Biden. Charlie Hurt, a great person, great reporter. The problem for Democrats is that the extensive polling now shows that the voters see through their scam and don't like what's going on. Watching 100,000 enthusiastic people gather along the boardwalk in New Jersey beaches Saturday, as you probably saw, to support former President Trump on Saturday evening, gives you some idea how terrified Democrats are of Trump. Well, I'm not saying it, he's saying it. I don't think they're terrified of anything. They're fascists. Whatever happens, they cannot face him in the fair and honest election. There's no way anybody else is going to beat Trump. And they're using election interference to try and do it. And he then goes, because they lose and they know it. If it's a fair election, basically saying they lose and they know it. Jeff Zeleny of CNN. Oh, CNN. As I talk to the voters across the country in these battleground states, many of them aren't paying attention. The reason the president is having trouble, President Biden is having problems, is because young voters, voters of color, and inflation. Young voters, voters of color, and inflation. That is a problem for Biden. Byron York, great person, great reporter, journalist. For months, Democrats had hoped that the specter of Trump won trial would cut into the former president's support. Now we're in the fifth week. Can you believe I've been in here for 5 weeks instead of campaigning? It's a shame, which of course is their dream. It might not be working out the way they anticipated, but that's what they wanted to do, keep me in here as long as possible. Long as possible. Now we're in the fifth week of the trial with wall-to-wall media coverage, and it appears to have not affected Trump's support at all. The Real Clear Politics analyst, Sean Trende, wrote recently the political science literature is pretty consistent that this is the time when the electorate's views are about the election and it starts to harden, and basically they say we're doing really well. You're seeing all the polls. Alan Dershowitz, a great gentleman. This is election interference at the most obvious, and every American, no matter whether
he said that on this show on yesterday,
Trump team or against him.
Trump's reading from Dersh on this show yesterday.
And he goes on to say he's a Democrat. He can't be right about everything because he's making a big mistake. If you're Jewish and you're a Democrat, and that includes Alan Dershowitz, you ought to have your head examined. You see what's going on with Israel. But he goes, I'm a Democrat. You should be equally concerned about how the legal system is being weaponized and abused for partisan purposes. Remember this, all over the world they're watching this trial and they're seeing what a disgrace this is and a big disgrace to New York. You know, I love this state, I love this city, and they've got to get it back. They've got to get the legal system back because businesses are leaving, people are fleeing, but businesses are leaving because they can't go through what I'm going through. Speaker Mike Johnson was here a little while ago. He says, just apply common sense. Take a look at what's happening. Just apply common sense. A great gentleman, Victor Davis Hanson, none of the five civil or criminal cases currently lodged against former President Donald Trump. By the way, all going through Washington. This is all election interference by Biden. Have ever had merit. None of them have had merit. These criminal and civil trials are merely the continuation of extra legal efforts of the last 8 years to destroy a presidential candidate in lieu of opposing him in a transparent election. Enemies like China and Russia now boast that America's new political prosecutions are similar to those of their own system, and even more so. That's Victor Davis Hanson. And he goes on with a beautiful statement, and I won't bore you, but the public isn't bored by him at all, and they agree with him 100%. Let's see, any president who would go through the justice system, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's a disgrace what's happening. This is something that shouldn't be happening. Tom Fitton, I've carefully tracked the at-real Donald Trump trial up in New York. The prosecution, in quotes, prosecution, meaning persecution, hasn't presented any evidence of a crime by Trump whatsoever. Judge Merchan is, well, he says very negative things about him. I don't want to say that about the judge. I'm not going to say that today about the judge. Matt Whitaker, former acting attorney general, I'm deeply concerned about the trial in New York targeting President Trump. It's very unfair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Brett Tolman, gag order is a tool utilized to protect defendants, rarely have ever applied to one side. They've never seen anything like this gag order. You haven't either. And hopefully you will never again. It's never seen before. It applied to only defendants. You have a constitutional problem without ability to say anything about your own case. I am not allowed to talk about big portions of my case. And nothing like that's ever happened. They're allowed to talk, the other side, but I'm not. Governor Doug Burgum, who was here also, many politicians were here today, many congressmen and senators, etc. You met some of them.
We know from the polls that President Trump is leading all over the country, and the conclusion is that the American people have already acquitted President Trump. I believe that's true, and I believe that a large portion, 80-some-odd percent, say this trial is a disgrace. And so are the others, by the way, if you look at the way they're going. Take a look at what's going on in Florida with deranged Jack Smith. He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He got caught doing things that you're not supposed to. That's why we call him deranged Jack Smith. He's a deranged person. Representative Byron Donalds, terrific young congressman. This is a travesty of justice. Look around New York. New York's got a lot of issues, and he talks about the issues. We have people being killed right outside, and yet we have 20 prosecutors sitting over there for what most people, almost every single legal analyst says, no crime. There's no crime. But we've got all the DAs in there, and they say it's no crime. Corey Mills, this is nothing more than election interference at its finest. The American people see the sham indictment for what it is. So that's it. Look, the trial is going very well. It's the fourth week. I've been stuck in here for 4 weeks. I call it the icebox. We call it the icebox. Now, today, this is what they should be looking at right here. That's what they should. This is called our new wave of crime, migrant crime. I call it Biden migrant crime, because he's allowed probably 15, 16 million people into our country, having no idea who they are. Many are from prisons and jails. Many are from mental institutions and even insane asylums. They're emptying out all over the world. They're coming into our beautiful USA. And this is a man just charged with the death of a 3-month-old baby. This right here. This is what we're allowing into our country. No checks, no nothing. And then on the economy, interest rates are rising at a rapid rate, and inflation is going up very, very powerfully. And if you know what inflation really is, it's a country buster. Inflation over the last, if you look over 500 years, you look at countries with inflation, they're busted. They bust up countries. And that's what we have. We have record inflation, and it's back. And people are dying because of it. You would have had no inflation with me. We were down to practically nothing. You have record inflation and it's back, and you have very high interest rates. People can't buy homes. They can't buy anything. They go for food and it's 40, 50, 60, 70, 80% more than it was just a couple of years ago. So that's a shame. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, we had a very good day. I think we're exposing this scam for what it is. Thank you very much.
Do you have faith in your legal team?
I don't think he's going to be back tomorrow, though. I don't think they're in court tomorrow, but perhaps they are. I think Wednesday is they're off. But maybe they are, excuse me, in court tomorrow. Who knows? All right, 855-839-1210. Listen, I'll have more thoughts on that for you. But NJ Diet is going to get you ready for the summer. If you're still holding on to that winter weight, it's time to shed that fat. Get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. Summer's almost here. I mean, spring. It's almost summer. For over a decade, they've helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects like boobs. I'm talking about the article that I referenced yesterday in the New York Post regarding a certain weight loss shot that is causing people to get saggy boobs and man boobs. So you don't have that to worry about any of those side effects with NJ Diet. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. And then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Is he back? Is he speaking again? Or no? Okay. All right. Good. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer. You have to take your shirt off at the pool or the beach, and you don't want any of the side effects from the shots and the hormones and everything else because it causes saggy things and all kinds of other problems. So do it the right way. Do it the way that works. Do it the guaranteed way. That's the NJ Diet way. 855-5-NJ-DIET or NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We're going to stream live at 5 o'clock. I'm going to do that every day going forward. Sometimes it'll be from the Scioli compound. Sometimes it'll be from the main studio. Except Thursday, because I'll be off on Thursday. I have to go to New York for something, which I can't disclose yet. But we'll do that at 5. I'm only going to do an hour because, quite frankly, my face, I have a face for radio, not television. Although my hair, you see the coif? You see this? Look at that.
It's looking good.
Yeah. I feel, you know, I did that spray hair today.
What is that?
You know, you spray hair on where it's, I'm kidding, but you know, remember those commercials back in the
no.
day?
No. I have no
for
idea.
Guys
what you're
who were balding,
about.
They would spray hair on their head.
Oh, that there's no way
you
that looks
remember
good.
Remember that? Look it up.
You're
find
dating
it. Find
yourself,
a commercial on YouTube. Well, I'm older than you.
What do I even Google? Hair in a can? Yeah, what am I looking hair. Up?
Yes, there's a spray hair in a can. It was a thing. Along with the Flowbee, which cuts your hair. Do you remember the Flowbee? That made a comeback, actually, a couple years
that?
Ago. That was you hooked it up to your vacuum, and you could cut your hair at your home. Okay?
Why does that need to exist?
Well, if you don't want to get your hair cut. I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow with Jackie. She's my good luck charm, which means I'll probably wind up on Fox News this week. I'm not saying it's why I'm going to New York on Thursday. I'm just simply saying that she's my good luck charm. So.
Sounds mighty coincidental, if you ask me.
Like I scheduled it on purpose prior to something that I would be doing on Thursday?
I'm not getting a lot of results for hair in a can.
Oh, come on. Look it up.
I'm looking.
Somebody, please, in the Scioli Army, will you send it to us?
Oh, here we go. This, building fibers.
There you go.
You can get it now for $7.
No. This is a spray can. You spray it on your head, it looks like hair.
That's what this is. It says it's hair building fibers. It looks like there's like hair follicles that just rocket out of the skin.
Is it a commercial?
No, this is an actual product that you can purchase.
No, you got to go to YouTube. You got to get the commercial.
Oh, I didn't believe that it actually existed, so I just wanted to make sure you weren't lying before I invested any more time into this.
I'm not lying.
I believe you now. I can see. You can buy it right now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need it because my hair is, this coif is, I mean, it's, I got to put gel in to keep it down with this humidity because otherwise it's like, I look like I play for the Globetrotters, you know what I mean? Like Chevy Chase in Fletch.
I got the same issue. My hair poofs out.
Although he played for the Knicks in that one, in that scene.
I thought it was the Lakers.
Oh, it was the Lakers, you're right. Oh, damn it. I hate when I get a movie reference wrong.
Oh man, this hair in a can actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
this is the guy who said there are some pretty good-looking camels, so I'm not really taking your word for
I mean,
it.
It's better if you didn't need the hairspray.
I'll tell you what, I'm skimming through these photos. These are pretty good-looking camels.
I wish I could blame AI on that. But
why don't you get the commercial for me so that I can play it for everybody?
I don't think it's going to translate over radio. It's just a bunch of guys who are like partially bald spraying their heads with these fibers/follicles.
Yeah, but it used to be an infomercial.
Like I don't have the pepper on their head.
All right, somebody, will you help these kids, please?
I'm fascinated, but I can't stop watching now.
Somebody help.
It looks like it's helping them.
No, I'm saying somebody help send me the commercial.
Yeah,
Opelka, if you're listening, well, you know what I'm talking about. Will you send it, please? Send it over. Who's in for me Thursday? Mary Walter's in on Thursday. Mary's great. She's terrific. She does a great job. No one better. Who's a woman than Mary Walter? No, Pelka's good too, but he's not a woman. He may be a woman. I don't know. Maybe he's identifying as that.
That's a good way to appease both of them, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, they better remember whose show it is when they get here. Not try to do any coup d'etats. No coup. I don't want a coup going on when I'm not here. All right, so we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up. We're going to do this live on YouTube. For the whole hour, and I was asked the question, can we do Rumble? Can I also do Rumble or no? You know?
Do we have a Rumble page?
I don't think we have a Rumble page.
No, but
page.
If I made a Rumble page, could we do both at the same time?
I don't see why not.
All right.
Maybe not today, but...
Some people boycott YouTube because of
I understand.
Google being a bunch of lefty loons. So, but I don't know if we're allowed to. I'd have to check with Greg on that.
Yeah, that's the other part.
It's above my pay grade. You know what I mean? But women are signing up. You know, I told you the Zioli Army has the most beautiful women in the world. It really does. We attract the most beautiful women. There are a lot of women who are crazy, though. They're not part of the Zioli Army, and they are now participating in rage rituals as part of a retreat that includes a ceremony in which participants scream and beat large sticks on the ground in the woods. Participants are encouraged to think of people and experiences that have wronged them and to scream and swing the sticks for at least 20 minutes or until they can no longer move their arms. Prices for the retreat range from $2,000 to $4,000, and that means that a bunch of white liberal women are going into the woods to scream with sticks and rage, right? Yes. So that's we have a little audio of this for you. Crazy women raging. Cut 23. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, these are the women I used to date. God, this is hard on the ears.
They're slamming sticks into the ground.
All right, stop. My ears hurt. That was making my ears hurt. Wow. That's a rage retreat. Listen, if you're a woman who goes for that, A, you're voting for Biden, B, you're wearing a mask. I guarantee all those women are wearing masks in that video. And C, I probably dated you in college. That's what I know. A, B, C. Those are the three things I can tell you definitively.
They remind me of the apes at the beginning of a space odyssey.
Yeah, it actually kind of does, right? Only they were easier on the ears than those crazy women
totally.
Were. Totally easier. All right, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up for you, including on YouTube, stream now, and my analysis of the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos, who has finally taken the mask off once and for all. Don't go away.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.